Just in time, we're just getting started. I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners of the Meridian Development Corporation. It's Wednesday, June 27th, about 4:01 p.m. Roll call. Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner Brewer.
Here.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
10-4.
The television star. Commissioner Bevan. You had some nice appearances. Commissioner Bassalon here. Council Lakey's not here, but you say Villegas?
Villegas.
Okay.
Yep.
And Administrator Squires.
Here.
All right, do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Out of here.
Okay, the second. Okay, so motion by Commissioner DeBeer and a second by Commissioner Byrd. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The agenda is approved. The consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the June 13th, 2018 regular meeting and the May 2018 financials and notices of bill paid. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the June 13th regular meeting and the May 2018 financials.
Second.
So motion by Commissioner Bevan and a second by Commissioner DeBeer. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalon.
Aye.
And I as well. On to the action presentation items. Victor, do you want to do that one?
Or do you, am I taking it?
Actually.
Okay. We had not coordinated ahead of time. So this is the consideration of addendum number 2 for 33 East Idaho Avenue. This is an addendum that City Council approved last evening, I am told. And it is to just update the recipients of the RFP as to that we held a pre-proposal conference. We have attached the list of attendees, folks who signed in. There was one question that had not been answered through the RFP, and that is, what is the fiber optic capacity for the old City Hall building? And based on conversations with Commissioner Ritter, the building has 1 gigabyte installed currently. It has an estimated capacity to go up to 10 gigabytes. So that was included in here. And then in addition to that, Todd has included the form development agreement, just so folks can have an understanding of what that might look like moving forward with a project. And so what we're asking today is for approval of this in order to be able to submit this out to all the RFP recipients tomorrow. And the resolution that goes along with this is separate from your packet. It's the 2-6.
That's what I thought. Mr. Chair, this is Resolution 18-026, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving Addendum 2 to the request for proposals for the Old Meridian City Hall 2018 project, authorizing the execution of Addendum 2 by the Administrator or Chairman, Vice Chairman or Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the addendum, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the addendum, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
I move we approve Resolution Number 18-026 as written in the record by legal.
Second.
So a motion by Commissioner Byrd and a second by Commissioner McCarville. Is there any discussion? Vote. Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeer?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalon?
Aye.
I'm an aye as well. The resolution is adopted.
Thank you.
On to
Board members, seems like this just happened a few weeks ago, but it is that time of year again, as it is time to renew our line of credit with Washington Trust Bank. As you all know, we've never utilized this $100,000 line of credit. This is just in case we ever should find ourselves in that gap between revenue checks. What you have before you is the same requirements as in previous line of credit agreements. The interest rate has moved up a little bit due to the Federal Reserve increase of 0.75%, and also the corporate income tax rate has impacted as well. So this year it'll be a variable rate at 4.84%. Other than that, the term of the loan would be July 1st to June 30th next year. And like I said, that's pretty much the only change that we've made other than Mr. Winder as chairman.
Mr. Chairman, this is resolution number 18-027, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the annual line of credit agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and Washington Trust Bank, authorizing the execution of the agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Chair,
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution number 18-027 as read in by council.
Second.
So a motion by Commissioner Blaszczyk and a second by Commissioner Bassett. Discussion. Right. Roll call vote.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner DePere?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarvel?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Resolution adopted. All right. On to the consideration of the financial partnership with the MDBA and the Centurion for the restriping of Idaho Avenue and corresponding resolution 18-028.
I'll get it started, and then we have both Nick Groh from the MDBA and Caleb Hood from the city here as well to answer questions. So as you all know, we were in a partnership with the city of Meridian on the Idaho Avenue placemaking project. This is the final step in closing out the project in terms of being able to put Idaho Avenue back to, I guess, how we found it. In having this discussion, the goal has been to look at perhaps increasing parking along Idaho Avenue. And the way to be able to do this and meet all ACHD standards is to be able to do angled parking on the north side and maintain the parallel parking on the south side. This would net us approximately 6 to 8 additional parking spaces. We do need to have a stamped engineering design for this plan in order to do this restriping plan. And this does come with a cost. Nick approached the city council a couple of weeks ago, and you do have the letter that in the packet that was submitted to city council. It was based on some numbers that I believe Caleb was able to come up with for cost estimates for design and potentially striping. Since that meeting, that item was tabled because the council has some concerns regarding costs. Since that meeting, I was able to obtain a couple of different cost estimates for the engineering and also for the striping. So what we're looking at is for the engineering design, about $1,260 from Civil Survey Consultants. And for the actual striping, it would be $850 from PC Maintenance. And PC Maintenance does all of our striping for downtown anyway. So this is a total of $2,110. The MDBA has offered to put up $1,000 in a financial partnership, which is a big deal considering the very lack of funds that they have. And so the goal would be for MDC and the city to split the remainder. So with $1,000 going to the MDBA, that would leave $1,110 left, and that would be a split of $555 between MDC and the city. So that's the goal today. I will let Nick and Caleb add anything that they would like to, but what we would like your approval is to say, yes, we're willing to be in a partnership, and so Nick can go back to the City Council on July 10th, I believe, to be able to go have that conversation. Can I get that in writing?
I second that.
Or maybe Caleb can answer this. What about, are we going to have to put in handicap thing in the middle? Caleb?
I will defer to Caleb on that question.
Members, we talked with our legal department staff about that. What we're going to do is not touch the ADA stall that's currently existing. So if we don't touch it, we don't have to bring it into compliance. We'll change the remainder of the block to ankle parking.
Okay.
So the ADA stall currently exists there. The park next to Deja Brew or Nate, and then the work that will be designed, probably looks like by civil survey, will be east of that on the north side. So
you look like Caleb, but you don't.
I'm battling something right now, so this is probably about as close as you can
get. Too close.
Anywhere from $7,000 to $15,000 down to $2,110. That's amazing. So anyone who doubts that government works efficiently, take a look at that.
And I'd like to add too the $1,000 in the MDBA.
Oh, and the MDBA, right, absolutely.
I mean, that's got to be.
That's a big deal.
I mean, then compared to your budget, that's a big expenditure. So we're appreciative of the partnership with you guys too.
But just to note, and this is something I said at the council meeting, those are the cheapest parking spots you can ever buy. I mean, it's incredible that we were splitting hairs on even the costs that were originally suggested, because you're adding 6 to 8 new parking spots for $1,000 to $2,000.
So, Mr. Chairman, we're just looking for kind of a nod of the head today that the board would be okay with this, and then we'll bring back a formal agreement once, hopefully, it's approved from the City Council perspective.
We don't need a motion.
We do need a motion, and but we'll have a formal agreement that comes back.
I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Mr. Chairman, this is resolution number 18-028. A resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the expenditure of funds for the cost-sharing agreement between the City of Meridian, the Meridian Downtown Business Association, and MDC to cover the cost of restriping a portion of the Idaho Avenue, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement this resolution, and providing an effective.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve resolution 18-028 and have the administrators the appropriate signatures.
Second. It's a motion by Commissioner DeBeard and a second by Commissioner McCardle. Any discussion? All right, a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner
aye.
Commissioner McCardle.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalon.
Aye.
I am an aye as well. And thanks again to everybody for all your work on getting that lined up. On to discussion items, property committee. Commissioner Vlasic.
couple things that happened in the department committee. It looks like we are going to see maybe some facade improvement applications here in the next month or so. We had Rob from Flatbread come to us and kind of reveal his new thoughts and changing the brand of Flatbread downtown into more of a gastro bistro, if you will, brew pub and stuff like that. So anyway, I think he just wanted to feel out the committee to see, you know, what was available. He's talking about the alleyway that's been, the right-of-way that's been vacated. They're doing some improvements on there. So I think we'll probably see a formal application. I'm assuming Ashley got all the stuff to him for approval for the next meeting. And then the second item was the Children's Museum. Pat Baker came in along with Dan and explained what they were doing and the improvements that they were making on the new museum. So same thing, Ashley got the application out to them, so I'm assuming that we're going to see some kind of formal application in our next property meeting to go bring back to you guys for approval, or recommendation for approval. What else do we have? I guess we went through the RFP process for the City Hall, which we just talked about, the timing on that. And floodplain, what was the update on?
We're still, there was an agreement that was needed with the city with FEMA to do some of the modeling that they are doing. So we should have that in the next couple of weeks based on the timeframes that we've been given. And then we can take that information back, give it to our engineers, and then they can start figuring out what does that look like from an improvement standpoint. So we'll probably have to retool our scope with our engineer once we have a little bit more information. And then with UP, we're still in process.
David from BRT wasn't available, neither was Jared for code enforcement, and I'm assuming all three of those know this is good news. Haven't heard anything different. We had the discussion about Idaho Avenue, as was mentioned previously with the resolution, and you can see in the notes some of those figures that were bandied about versus what we dealt with today. So we're happy for that. The concern was CDBG sidewalk, in that we did not get any cement contractor bids to do that project. Although I hope that gentleman I referred to you did call you, that Bill Bicknell.
No, but we can send him the invitation to bid when we go out, when we advertise in August.
Yeah.
So it's not a problem.
I think kind of the point in all of that is that we put these bids out. There are some smaller local businesses that may or may not be aware of that, and that was the concern that I had, that this gentleman has his own business, he does small projects. Our sidewalk is a fairly small project, it might be something they want to make a bid on, and you know, just so that there's more awareness out in the community, especially among small entrepreneurs. So that was that. And then what isn't on here is,
it was really nice. The artists were there, and the Zamzo family. It was a nice group that gathered to acknowledge the presence of the Mira.
Likewise.
Don't know if anyone has heard anything different. But, and the Zambos couldn't be more thrilled. They loved it. They also then showed the inside. They have pretty much cleared out the whole front of their the mill and restored the flooring and have started to add memorabilia to the inside, and so they're slowly achieving the recreation of the old-fashioned mill, and they hope to put in a window so people can view the working mill as the workers are doing. They do envision that customers will use the front door instead of the side door to load their feed and that sort of thing. But they're so excited about kind of repurposing their building back to the first use.
Sure. One comment about that was incredible to me is that all that mural was done with spray cans. I mean, if you didn't know that, the detail in it and the stuff they did,
it's
it was
really cool.
Incredible.
I watched them.
Yeah,
I did too.
I couldn't have even started.
I mean, you take a look at
it with those brakes.
Yeah, you take a look at that cow and the detail of all that stuff. It's incredible.
You got to be a special talent.
Some of their past projects, they've done a time-lapse video of the painting process. Do you know, did they do one for that?
They were posting on Instagram every day in the video section. I don't know if they actually did a whole class. I can go look, but I don't know if they did or not.
If there is one and it was available, it'd be
sure.
Send it out to everybody.
Yeah, I was watching every day. Mr. Chairman, Members of the Board, I don't have an update from Brighton Corporation other than to say that at the next meeting you will have the opportunity to approve the reimbursement form for the owner participation agreements, as we're going to be embarking on our very first reimbursement probably in August or September, depending on timing and when they get everything into us. So Todd is reviewing the final list of items that we're going to request. I may have mentioned this at the last board meeting, but we've worked with our accounting and our auditors to just make sure that we have what we need to be able to pass our audit every year as well, too, in any public scrutiny, because this will be overall a fairly large number of reimbursements, but you will see that at the next meeting.
So Dave Turnbull's not waiting to come give a presentation to him?
No, he's definitely been chomping at the bit to be able to submit reimbursements, and I need to wait for that second check to come in.
They may have to give a presentation first.
All right. Upcoming committee meetings.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, close to the end of your packet are the upcoming committee meetings. We have the executive committee meeting, which I need to speak to the two of you about potentially rescheduling due to the holiday, because I know Commissioner Vlasic will be out of town. And then the Auditorium District, the Chamber Economic Development Committee, our PR committee for July 9th, and then wanted to make note of the Main Street Market every Saturday.
What holiday is July 3rd,
Steve? I'm actually leaving at noon so I can do the 7:30.
Oh, can you?
I'm not going to miss breakfast. As you tell, you can be here for breakfast.
I understand that the margin I want to make it down here, and then we get tied up in the parish building, and they didn't make it down, but I couldn't believe when I do look at it, and it was fine, and they were putting up and stuff that is fantastic.
It's around 50 vendors, Shelley took a whole load of pictures and city's Facebook page, but it looked like
lots of pictures of the parade too on social media. Looked like that was a well attended.
It was still. I mean, this group's not 26 years. I haven't rode in it.
Yeah.
And, from what I hear, it was stacked. Rob was just telling me they were still stacked 10 deep down there.
Yeah.
You didn't go?
I went. I was in the command center for the Terry Show.
I was out of town. July 3rd is Idaho Statehood Day. So there's
a holiday.
It's not an official holiday.
A whole week.
Yeah,
it's a middle of a week.
It'd be pretty quiet.
I was going to give the crew off because they're not going to do anything.
That's right. All right. Council's report.
Mr. Chairman, Todd did not ask me to discuss anything.
We want a fishing report when he's back.
Yeah, I want some salmon to play.
Smoked.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Administrator's report.
As some of you all may know, we did get the draft videos back for downtown, and I'm happy to show those to you before you leave today, but they look amazing, and I was very, very excited when I received that. I didn't send it out to the overall board. I sent it to the PR committee, and I wanted to get their input first and make sure everybody was okay with it, but I think it's outstanding. I think everybody's going to be incredibly pleased. He's seen it. I showed it to him earlier with his... You are. So thank you to everybody who participated in this, and willingly or unwillingly, perhaps. But
Diane and Rick.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be in it at all, and all the volunteers
snuck in the back.
They said they needed someone on that table because they were going to shoot it because there were some patrons just there eating, and they said it's fine. Well, by the time they got the projection set up, they were done eating, and they didn't want to stay, and so they left. And actually, they left their glasses.
We need to finalize everything, but I have been in discussions with BVEP. BVEP is going to put it on their site, or both of them on their site, actually. The Chamber is going to put them on their site. There's also other tourism sites that they can put at least the first video on. We're going to have it on our site. I spoke with Brenda today. It's going to live on the city's site as well, too. So we're going to be able to utilize it in a number of different ways. And the good news is the way that it was shot, it's going to have a long life. You know, and we're not going to have to worry about it looking dated. So I'm sure we'll come up with even more creative ways to be able to utilize.
I like how Jim has the
logo. I think for the RFP as well, too, you know, I think that this is, you know, going to be really really helpful as well for people who maybe aren't from here and are envisioning potentially proposing. Well, in the vignettes, you know, we spent probably an hour and a half of just pure talking, and to distill it down to just under 2 minutes was pretty amazing. We had the right team between Dave. They were really, really good. So stick around afterwards. I'm happy to share if you haven't had a chance to see it. I'll also send you the link to it as well, too. I just didn't want to send it out to the full board without getting the PR committee's official thumbs up. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Chairman's report, I have nothing further to add. Does the public have any comment? Nick?
Chairman, board, I just want to say on behalf of MTA, thank you for supporting the Idaho Avenue project and getting it to its completion. Hopefully, the city council will help finalize that next step so that we can move forward. It's exciting. Important.